Good morning, everyone. Of course, the real headline is Americans all over the country are waking up, rubbing their eyes, looking at the results of this election and asking themselves, what just happened? How does this election make you feel?
Hi, my name is Co-Pastor Dupree. The election raises awareness on all levels. It raises self-esteem. It raises people. It makes people aware in a different way. And I'm just very humbly thankful.
Obama supporter, McCain supporter, we want to hear your answer to the question. What just happened? How does this make you feel? 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Adora?
And John, all signs are pointing to a record turnout this year across the United States. Voter registration numbers were up more than 7% compared to the last presidential election. That brought a total of a potential 153 million eligible voters. And one of the men who helped turn out that vote for the Obama campaign is Patrick Gaspard, the national political director, and he joins us now from Chicago. Good morning. Congratulations. I can't believe you're still awake.
I actually could hardly go to sleep. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. It is an absolutely wonderful morning, and thank you for your congratulatory note.
So, Patrick, give us the one thing you think made the most difference for the Obama campaign.
Well, I'd say that the one thing that made the most difference was our absolute commitment and dedication to the notion very early on established by Senator Obama and by President-elect Obama himself that we would contest this race and prosecute this campaign in all 50 states when President-elect Obama announced a little bit more than 19 months ago. He said very clearly that our path to the White House this time for Democrats did not go through the traditional battleground states, but that we would have to expand the electorate in order to be successful. And we stuck to a strategy that went out to go out and have a conversation with Americans north, south, east, and west of every demographic group. And I believe that the stunning success that we had across mm-hmm. the board last night was a product of that commitment.
And Patrick, joining us in this discussion is our Takeaway political director, Andrea Bernstein, who's actually spent a lot of time out on the road watching the Obama campaign execute that plan, right?
Good morning, Patrick, and congratulations. Patrick,
good morning, Andrea, and it was a pleasure to on occasion run into you in the battleground state.
On occasion. So one of the times we ran into each other, you said to me that you were hoping in the campaign that you could convince some voters to vote their economic interest. Do you think that you were successful in that?
Andrea, I believe that, and of course all of the data that we have is incredibly preliminary, but I believe that the numbers that we have from last night gives a clear indication that Americans definitely, when they went into the voting booths last night, had a sharp concern about the direction of the economy in this country, and as a result, voted for the person they believe is best positioned to move the country forward. I think when you look at the percentage of votes that Barack Obama receives from white male voters in particular, I think it really makes it abundantly clear that economic concerns were principally in their minds when they cast their ballots. I believe that last night President-elect Obama won 43% of white male voters. And it's the first time since Jimmy Carter's 1976 election that a Democrat won that large percentage of that constituent group. So I think it's pretty clear that we were successful in that regard.
Patrick, I have to interrupt here. You said President-elect Obama. That rolls off your tongue. How long have you been practicing that?
You know, I have to tell you that last night after he made his remarks, I had I was blessed to greet him backstage and realized that he had a new honorific that I should be using now, and it took me aback. But yes, it does roll well.
So it's certainly a new day. And one of the things that you hear a lot about, Patrick, is how well the Obama campaign used technology in outreach and in organizing and in identifying potential voters. Explain to us.
Well, we did. There were certainly a lot of new techniques used in this campaign. I think that as a result of the great resources that we had because of small contributions from over 3 million Americans, we had the ability to really track voters and to target appropriately in every single one of the critical counties in these battleground states. Yesterday, for instance, by 11 a.m. Eastern time, we had a strong, sharp sense of who had participated in the election amongst our supporters and who had yet to turn out. We were able to take the data and quickly convert it so that volunteers could work with it and get on the phones to reach out to people who had not yet participated. There was all kinds of information available to us about demographics of the electorate. But there was something I want to say. I think that technology and the use of technology and the modernization of campaigns, terribly important thing. But I have to tell you that as an old-fashioned field guy, I think that some of it is overstated and overplayed sometimes during the course of the campaign. And at the end of the day, we were able to be successful because there were millions of Americans who got up, volunteered, took the time to do the most old-fashioned of things, which is to go out and to have intimate conversations with their neighbors about Barack Obama. We had, in every one of these states, we had grassroots organic leaders who would lead other teams of volunteers to go and knock on doors, to make phone calls. Now, obviously, we use technology to properly target and to make sure that we captured all the information that volunteers received. But at the end of the day, it was very traditional methods that won this election.
So, Patrick, do you think you would have won had Lehman Brothers not collapsed and all of that? I mean, at that point in the race, were you winning these white voters that you were talking about?
Andrea, that is a good question and one that I'm sure is going to be hotly contested for some years to come. I would say that leading up to the collapse in September, that our candidate, there were a number of metrics that we had laid out. We understood coming out of the primary that we had the goal of uniting a party that had gone through a long, difficult, protracted campaign. We knew that we had to demonstrate some competence to the electorate through our vice presidential selection process.
Well, whether the economic crisis was driving it or not, those white voters are yours to lose at this point, Patrick. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so very much, and I suspect that as you look through up and down the ballot yesterday, there are members of the House and Senate.
Oh, yeah, no.
Elected,
your colleagues, absolutely. We're going to
leave
it there. Patrick Gaspard, National Political Director of the Obama Campaign, on the line from Chicago. Learning to say president-elect, learning it pretty well.
I wonder if he's getting his kids a puppy.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.